In this fourth part of a four-part interview series, Glenn Neely offers his practical perspective on how the U.S. and Europe can dig out of the current debt crisis.
I was going to ask how exactly some of those debt is going to get resolved, both in Europe and the United States, to before the Wave 5 Renaissance period come along.
I mean, very difficult to say how it will be resolved. You can only resolve debt two ways. Either you pay it off or you write it off. I mean, those are the only two ways. So there'll be a lot of people who can't pay their debts, like for the housing situation, and those who made tons of money building houses and got too greedy toward the end, used a lot of their money that they made building houses to build even more, hoping they make even more, and then all of a sudden they lose everything. So their loss becomes the payoff of the debt, because the people who own the house aren't paying them, so the money they invested then gets lost, and that means it just sort of becomes dead money, dead property, and the debt's gone, and that's the end of it. The same thing is happening with banks, where people just walk away from their houses. Well, the bank ends up having to pay that loan, so that, again, either a loan is paid off and the money disappears, or a loan is forgiven or just defaulted on and that money disappears. So it's one of the two, because remember, when you are in a fractional reserve banking system, 90% of all the money, up to about 95% of all the money in circulation, is all money lent on top of money. So it's all expansionary, sort of inflated value money. And as that money disappears, the money that's left keeps becoming worth more and more and more. So if somebody borrows $100,000 and they don't pay it off, well, then that loan then removes, by its being written off, removes $100,000 from circulation. If they pay it off, then it removes $100,000 from circulation. So one way or the other, it's going to be gone. Somebody made it and gave it back, or didn't give it back, and the other person has to pay for it, but it's gone. You understand? Fractional reserve banking creates artificial expansion through the expansion of credit, and as people stop borrowing, it creates a contraction of credit, and that contraction can be quite severe. I mean, if you're going from 90% of all the money in circulation being borrowed into existence down to maybe only 10 or 15 or 20%, you've seen a reduction in the amount of currency by 50, 75%, which means that currency has been increased dramatically in value by 100%, 200%. Does that make sense?
So basically you're saying Europe or U.S. will end up just print their way out of it.
You can try to print your way out of it. You have to get permission to be able to do that. And if the public doesn't allow you to do that, then you can't do that. So then all of a sudden you're stuck with a situation that you're just going to have to suffer through the deflation. And if they printed enough to equal the deflation, then there wouldn't be the visible signs of inflation. There would just be sort of a neutral period instead of the dollar increasing in value. And that's what I think the Fed and the government's been doing. The Fed knew this was coming, and they explained it to whoever they explained it to allow it to happen. And they all realized that no matter how much money they put into circulation, it would be counteracted by this massive deflationary period. So it really wouldn't have much of an impact. And so far, it hasn't had much of an impact. On average, I think inflation's only been at the most 3%, and that's just recent. It was way less than that just a year or two ago. So the power that we're talking about is like an 800-pound gorilla, and the Fed's like a 10-pound gorilla. The Fed can't control the world. It can only control the U.S. to some degree, and only can do what it's allowed to do and what makes sense to those who are running it and who have some control over it. So the problem is way bigger than them. And if you want to call it a problem, I mean, it's not really a problem. It's a reality of fractional reserve banking, that you go through periods of expansion and periods of contraction, and you can't stop either one of them.
Okay, Cindy, I appreciate it. I think that will wrap up our conversation for this time.